Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional release. Ever feel like you're holding on to so much? Like, there's this pressure cooker inside you, just waiting to explode? You know that feeling when your emotions are bubbling up, but you don't have the right outlet? Well, my friend, let me tell you. Bottling it all up ain't gonna help anyone. In fact, it can be detrimental to our mental and even physical well-being. That's why building a safe space for emotional release is crucial. It's about giving yourself permission to feel, to express, and to process those complex emotions without judgment or fear. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. You can try to hold them back with walls and barriers, but eventually, they're going to find a way through. So, how do we build that safe space? It's not about some mystical ritual or expensive retreat, though those can be nice. It's about simple yet powerful practices we can weave into our everyday lives. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start with self-awareness. This is the foundation, folks. Before you can create a safe space, you gotta know what's happening inside. Pay attention to your body, your thoughts, and your feelings. What triggers certain emotions? When do you feel most overwhelmed or stressed? Being aware of these patterns is the first step towards understanding yourself better. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, "Be present"? It's not just a trendy phrase. It's a powerful tool for emotional regulation. Mindfulness means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try simple mindfulness exercises like deep breathing or body scans. You'll be surprised how quickly this can calm your mind and bring you back to center. 3. Embrace healthy expression. Bottling up emotions only makes them fester. Find healthy ways to express yourself, whether it's through journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, creating art, or even just dancing like nobody's watching. The key is to find outlets that resonate with you and allow you to release those pent-up feelings in a constructive way. 4. Set boundaries. You know that saying no can be hard? It's true, but setting boundaries is essential for creating space for your emotional well-being. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you. Prioritize self-care activities, and surround yourself with people who support and respect your needs. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's a necessity. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important takeaway, folks. It's easy to get caught up in negativity and self-criticism, but remember that you are worthy of love and compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your vulnerabilities, and keep moving forward with grace. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by emotions. Maybe it was after a stressful day at work, a heated argument, or even just dealing with everyday anxieties. Now imagine having that safe space, a place where you could freely express those feelings without judgment. You wouldn't feel the need to bottle them up anymore, and you could actually start processing them in a healthy way. That's what we're striving for here. By incorporating these practices into our lives, we can create that safe space, both within ourselves and in our relationships with others. It takes time and effort, but trust me, it's worth it. Remember, your emotional well-being is paramount. You deserve to feel safe, supported, and empowered to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Start building that safe space today. Take those small steps, be kind to yourself, and remember, you're not alone on this journey. Let me know your thoughts on this episode, share it with a friend who needs to hear it, or leave a review if you feel inspired. We're in this together, folks. Keep striving, keep growing, and let's make the world a little bit brighter, one safe space at a time. Catch you on the next episode of The Discipline Switch.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.